left the public school. I was teaching at a place called ELS, and they have centers all over the U.S. and the world. Berlitz is the parent company. And I was teaching there full time. I'd get off at 3. And then instead of delivering pizzas, I would teach yoga. Like, you know, so I substitute yoga instead. But I would go all over the place. I mean, I would teach at a gym. It was my first gig. And then I ended up teaching for a smaller studio. I would sub at the studio that I trained at, which is the big, you know, one of the biggest studios here in Charlotte. And then I would teach. Somehow I landed a corporate gig where it's like a laboratory and these scientists with like beakers and lab coats would come in and take class. Like, it was so much fun. It was so interesting, you know, like bouncing around from place to place. And then eventually what happened was I connected at the studio that I practiced at, where I did my training, with a doctor. And the doctor is a rheumatologist. And I don't even know, because I swear to you, I barely taught there. Like, I subbed, if I was lucky, like, you know, once every 2 weeks. And I don't know how he knew I was a teacher. And I never spoke to this gentleman. But in the locker room after our class that we took, he said to me, "Hey, I want you to teach at my workplace." And I didn't even know what he did, or I didn't even know this man. I swear, I'm being serious. I don't know how this happened. And I said, "Well, what do you mean? Like, you want me to teach English?" Because he's actually, his name is Ali, and he spoke in accent. So I was like, maybe he knows that I teach English as a second language. And I was like, "You want me to teach your workers?" He told me. I said, "Well, do you have people that speak a second language there?" And he's like, no, I want you to teach them yoga. I said, "Okay, what kind of workplace is it? Just so I know." And he goes, it's a doctor's office, I'm a rheumatologist. I said, "Okay." So I went there to teach his workers. And after that, he goes, "I want you to teach my patients." I was like, "Okay." So on the weekends, I would come into his waiting room and I would take the puzzle piece floor, like the gray little like deck hockey or like kids flooring. And I would build a floor for 6 students in his waiting room and have 3 classes every Saturday and every Sunday for people with like fibromyalgia and rheumatoid arthritis and seniors. And he said to me, "I think you should form a corporation." And he kind of mentored me in the business side of things. I had no clue. And then from there, I had a vision of, you know, buying a studio eventually. And then it just kind of happened, manifested.